Generating traffic and sales can be a challenge for online merchants. But selling on the Walmart Marketplace puts your products in front of millions of customers who shop on Walmart.com. And right now, sellers who join Walmart Marketplace can save up to 50% on referral and fulfillment fees for the first 90 days. So get started today. Head over to marketplace.walmart.com/savings. That's marketplace.walmart.com/savings.
Welcome to E-Commerce Conversations, a weekly podcast focusing on e-commerce topics featuring interviews with prominent people in the e-commerce space.
Welcome to E-Commerce Conversations by Practical E-Commerce. My name is Kerry Murdoch. Most sectors of the retail economy now do business on the internet. That now includes pawn shops. Our guest today, Don Battis, is the founder of Pawntique.com, a web-only pawn shop that serves all of the U.S. from its base in New Hampshire. Well, Don, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you, Kerry. Glad to be here.
Don, we're looking forward to visiting with you about a facet of e-commerce, if I could use that term, that you're involved with, which is the pawn business. You have an online or internet-based pawn shop called Pawntique.com. My first question for you is, what is Pawntique?
Well, Pawntique, as you said, is an online pawn shop. There are 12,000 pawn shops in the United States, but there are only a couple of us who are trying to transfer that business model to the internet. Basically, we help people solve their short-term cash problems by loaning them money using their personal items as collateral, or if they really don't want these items back, we're willing to buy the items from them. So it's really adapting business model of a pawn shop that's been around for a long time to the modern internet.
Give us a little bit of background, if you would, please, Don, on Pawntique, in particular, where you're located, when you founded the business, and who owns the business, please.
Business is owned by my family and I. We launched it last September. Our family's been in the business of making small loans to businesses, small real estate investments for some time, and we fairly recently developed a capability of internet marketing, and like most people, we were kind of fascinated by these television shows about pawn shops, and it occurred to us that this might be an opportunity for us to combine the two things that we did, loaning small businesses money and internet marketing. So we launched Pawntique as an upscale online pawn shop last September. We're physically located in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is on the seacoast of New Hampshire, about 50 miles north of Boston.
Let's talk about briefly, Don, how the process actually works with Pawntique, your business. And let me give you an example, a hypothetical example. You're in New Hampshire. I'm located in Colorado. Let's say I have a guitar that I want to buy, that I want to pawn, and I find your business, Pawntique, online. What happens after that? I contact you. I'm interested in you pawning my guitar. How do you know how much money that my guitar is worth? How do I get the guitar to you? How do you get the money to me? That sort of thing.
Well, it's funny that you would conjure that up as an example, because we actually did a pawn loan a few weeks ago with someone who was a musician in Colorado Springs, really isn't a place to be right now with the forest fires there. But it was a 1966 Gretsch Tennessean in its original case, and that's somewhat of a rare item. Chet Atkins was a big promoter of Gretsch, and George Harrison played a Gretsch Tennessee, and so it's a really well-known instrument.
Hmm.
He contacted us. He saw our website and emailed us a description of it, and he wanted to know if we would loan him $2,000 against it. So we looked at the pictures and saw an instrument that was in pretty good condition. It was, you know, well played, but still in good condition. And we have a network of people that we turn to for expert appraisals. A lot of us here at Pontiac are musicians ourselves, so we know lots of players. I got their opinions. There's a Guitar Blue Book, which is an online database of used guitar prices, and of course there's eBay. And we were pretty sure that if we had to sell it, we could get $2,500 or $3,000. So we were pretty comfortable loaning him $2,000 using this as collateral. So what we did was we FedExed the article to us. Actually, we sent him at our expense to his local UPS store where they packed it up safely. And we overnighted it to us, checked it out, made sure that it was what everyone said it was. And I think we wired the funds to his bank account that same day. So what will happen is there'll be no payments due for 3 months. And at the end of 3 months, he can redeem it, pay off the loan fee, and we'll send it back to him. Or if he wants, he can just pay the fee and we'll roll over the loan for another 3 months and keep on going. So that's pretty much the way the process works.
And he physically sent his guitar to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How does
it's kind of an amazing thing. It's a real leap of faith for someone to take a valuable item and drop it in a FedEx envelope and send it off to us, somebody they've never met before. So our website puts a lot of effort into trying to explain who we are and all of the due diligence that someone should do before you do business with a stranger. We try to provide all that information. But, as in any business transaction, trust plays a big part in the whole process.
Sure. In that example, what do you charge the fee, the interest that you charge him? How does that work? What does that translate into, an interest rate?
In this case, it would be 6% per month.
Okay.
So the $2,000 cost him $360 for 3 months.
Okay.
You know, it sounds like a high interest rate if you annualized it, but pawn loans generally aren't for long periods of time. They're usually because someone has a severe cash problem and they've got to solve it, and so they're willing to pay what it takes to get the money, solve the problem, and then, you know, get out of the loan, get your stuff back.
That makes sense. Why, in that example, which, thank you for sharing that example with us, by the way.
Yeah.
In that example, to play devil's advocate with you just for a sec, why wouldn't that gentleman go to a pawn shop in Colorado Springs?
The pawn shop in Colorado Springs is liable to charge him 15 or 20% per month. Mm. They also may not have offered him as much money as he needed. We felt very confident based on our appraisal, but someone else might not have valued it the same way and not have made him as good an offer. And a lot of the smaller shops don't have access to the resources that we do.
Makes sense. Can you accept pawns from any state? You're in New Hampshire. Can any?
Yes, we do. They're governed by the transaction takes place in New Hampshire, and we're governed by the New Hampshire laws.
Okay. Tell us, let's shift gears just for a sec. Don,
yeah.
Let's talk about your background. You mentioned that you're you were previously in the finance business, I guess, lending money to small businesses. How did you come? You've touched on this briefly, but what was the process to get into get into the pawn business, the online pawn business. I know you've touched on this in more of your more of your professional background.
My background really is in manufacturing, and I had a metal stamping and sheet metal fabricating company that I sold in 2000. And since then, we set up a small investment fund, and we've been making small business investments and some small real estate investments. So we've been doing quite a lot of that, and we felt that there would be a market for more upscale pawn loans to more affluent people and small business people. Nationwide, the average pawn loan is about $100 because pawn shops have traditionally filled the role of a neighborhood bank in some disadvantaged areas where most people didn't have bank accounts or credit cards. But what's happening, because of the banks going through their crisis, small businesses really aren't getting what they need for short-term financing from banks, so they're looking for alternatives. So we're kind of stepping into that market niche. Some of our customers have, you know, collections of silver or gold, or we actually have a collection of rare cigars that we've made a loan against to a local small business person. You know, people have Rolex watches, you know, and jewelry. And so these people are coming in some cases, they just need cash for a couple of weeks to tide them over until they get a commission check or a supplier makes a payment. So we're filling the role of serving a more upscale clientele than the traditional pawn shop. So anyways, we also been doing a lot of work in internet marketing services, and we felt that we could build a better website and do better internet marketing than the people who were already here. And so we launched our site last September. The blog, and we've been building our traffic and our readership ever since, and the business is doing quite well.
So for merchants that are listening to this, e-commerce merchants, those merchants that have short-term funding needs, and if they had collateral to put up, those companies could potentially turn to you for short-term funding needs.
Yes, very much. In fact, we have a local business here who has some retail cigar stores, and he had the opportunity to make a special purchase just before Christmas last year, but he had to pay cash for it. But it was such a good deal, he wanted to take advantage of it, so he pawned part of his own personal collection and got some cash to make the purchase, and then, of course, he turned it over and was able to come back and redeem his loan and take his cigars back. So it's that kind of thing that you would have traditionally had a line of credit with your local bank, but you know, banks have problems of their own. They're in no position to be helping small businesses these days. So we're kind of an alternative for small business people.
Let's talk briefly about your platform that you use. You alluded to your internet marketing expertise that you've obtained.
Right.
Any special needs there on the pawnteak.com website that you publish? What sort of platform do you have on the back end?
The site itself is hosted on HubSpot, mm-hmm. which is integrated marketing software. And we do our website and all of our landing pages and calls to action. We host our blog there, and we do our email nurturing, lead nurturing, and email campaigns. And all of that is integrated under the HubSpot umbrella. So it's really very flexible, very powerful software, but we're able to, you know, track the traffic to our site and convert a lot of that traffic into leads, and then we put people into different email marketing campaigns based on what it was that they had responded to. And then we're able to use the same software to do email campaigns to our existing customer base, trying to keep in touch with them, and special offers and promotions and things. But that's HubSpot is the name of the software we're using there.
Mm-hmm. How do you?
It's a subscription base.
Right, HubSpot, HubSpot.com for our listeners. How do you gather email addresses for people, for non customers?
We have a number of offers on our website for ebooks and interesting information, and as well as on our blog. So there'll be a number of forms where we collect people opt in to give us their name and email address.
What's your most successful form of marketing? Email, SEO, pay-per-click, something else?
We haven't done pay-per-click yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to launch a local VIP diamond buying service, which is related to the pawn business, but we'd be using local AdWords there. But nationwide, we haven't done anything with pay-per-click. Mostly our blog drives traffic to the website.
Mm-hmm.
Through the blog probably three or four times a week.
Through SEO?
We do a lot of SEO. And that's all built into the HubSpot software. They kind of make sure that everything you do is, you know, good practice according to SEO.
Okay. We have just another minute or two here, sir. Anything else on your mind as it relates to Pontiac or our audience of mainly smaller e-commerce merchants?
We're just about to launch our own store, our online shop. We're using the Shopify platform,
mm-hmm.
and we're excited about putting up some Rolex watches and some fine artwork that we have on that site. So we'll be interested to see how it works out selling some upscale items online.
That would be items that folks have sold to you in your pawn business, and now you're selling?
Yes, a few that have been sold, and some that we had loans that forfeited.
Yeah.
So now we own them.
Will that store also be at Pontique.com?
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. That's a Shopify store. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, well, for purposes of our audience, we've been visiting with Don Battis. Don is the CEO and founder of Pontique.com. That's Pon, T as in Tom, I-Q-U-E, Pontique.com. That's an online pawn shop, an interesting business to look at. And Don Battis, the CEO, we want to thank you for your time today, sir.
Thank you, Kerry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's all the time we have for this week's e-commerce conversation. I hope you enjoyed it. Please tune in next week for another new episode.